Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Jason Lee.
A call into the Kenai Police Department on Wednesday morning alerted officers to a supposed pipe bomb being found at a residence. The Woodland subdivision in Kenai was subsequently blocked off and evacuated, with no through traffic or pedestrians being allowed in the area. An all clear was given after the components were removed, but Kenai Police Department said that the components from the scene are still under investigation by a bomb technician. Chief David Ross of the Kenai Police Department offered initial details on Wednesday morning.
A little after 9:30 this morning, we got a report from a resident on Alder Avenue that they had a pipe bomb at their residence that was at least partially disassembled. So officers are investigating that complaint. In investigating that, they've evacuated an area around that residence just in an abundance of caution. And as part of the investigation, we're working with a bomb technician that is going to just determine the next steps. You know, we believe there's not a safety issue, and we'll get to that conclusion, I think, here real soon, but we're just waiting for the final opinion from a bomb tech.
That opinion came within 2 hours as Chief Ross called KSRM News with a status update. He offered an all clear for the area, but left question marks as to the supposed bomb itself.
Bomb technicians reviewed the bomb components, and we've safely removed them from the scene. And the case is still under investigation, but we're no longer blocking the roads, and the evacuation is over.
Stay tuned to KSRM for more details as they become available. Access to food on the peninsula has been especially difficult, with social distancing measures making it more difficult for some in need to go grocery shopping. To help, Change for the Kenai is encouraging residents to utilize a local food pantry to allow residents to find food during a challenging stretch. On a social media post, the leadership coalition Change for the Kenai noted that they have filled up a local food pantry where residents can take what they need and leave what they are able to leave. This is consistent with their current initiative, Alaskans Stand Together 6 Feet Apart. Not only did they discuss their efforts to refill the pantry, but they encouraged all residents to take action on their own. The pantry was originally built by students at Soldotna Montessori Charter School in 2017. Their goal was to help those in need of nutritional assistance by building a mini food pantry located next to Soldotna Montessori and Soldotna Elementary. The pantry is not maintained exclusively by the school, as it has always been intended to be a project that is perpetually stocked by members of the community. Any residents aiming to utilize the pantry, be it those in need or those looking to contribute, can find it between the Risk Management Building and the Pump Building in Soldotna. As the sign of the pantry says, all are welcome. And as the students responsible for the pantry said in 2017,
a commitment at Soldotna Montessori Charter School is to leave our community a better place than how we found it.
Change for the Kenai is a shared leadership coalition for prevention of the consequences of substance abuse for the communities of Kenai, Soldotna, Sterling, Nikiski, and Kasilof. In an effort to address the deep concerns in coastal communities about outside workers and fishermen bringing COVID-19 to their regions, the state is working to support rural health organizations as people travel to those areas for fishing season. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Ann Zink said the state is collaborating with federal agencies to secure additional testing for areas like Bristol Bay, where thousands of fishermen and processing workers travel to participate in the sockeye fishery. Stay tuned for Thursday's top headlines on This Week on the Kenai.